Hello, and welcome to the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Nick Cleave, and with me today is Chris Barker, Senior Editor for IPA.
Hello there, Nick.
So, Chris, to start with, what has been happening in the IPA market for 2017?
Well, Nick, IPA spot prices have been quite firm all year, with tightness and high feedstock prices being major considerations. Earlier in the year, it also seemed as though the US market was almost a kingmaker for Europe in terms of the prices, because we had European IPA prices quite heavily tracking with the increases in US IPA technical grade prices. And after some of the US tightness died away, we also had another price spike around August when Shell had some production issues at their plant in Pernis. So that led to another spike in European prices. However, over the past 2 months, we've seen the tightness recede a little bit and the market's returned more towards its mean pricing level overall.
And looking ahead, what can we expect next year?
Well, the European IPA market is a very mature market, so we don't have any domestic capacity expansions on the horizon. And we can also expect quite a strong demand outlook due to the healthy outlook for the European economy. So European Commission is predicting 2% growth in the Eurozone, more than 2% growth in the Eurozone next year, which is quite good for the Eurozone. And solvents, paints and coatings are the major derivative markets from IPA, and these are very strongly connected to GDP trends. So we can expect to see some quite healthy demand growth going forward, barring any unexpected events. In addition, feedstock trends for the first half of 2018, I believe, are expected to be relatively firm. We may also see some upward moves as a result of that. IPA is about 3/4 propylene by volume, as you know. We like to see some pass-through if there is a sustained upward trend in propylene.
And are there any other important issues for the market looking forwards?
Well, one UK-specific issue which actually impacts a lot of chemical markets is Britain's exit from the EU, which will be the following year, the March of the following year in 2019. So there are fairly mixed views of Brexit's impacts on the markets for 2018. Most market players are seeing it is either neutral in that they don't think it's going to be an effect, or possibly negative just due to increased uncertainty next year. But obviously the final outcome isn't expected till 2019, and it's heavily dependent on unknown factors, let's say. So things like the success of the government in negotiating trade agreements, and basically who remains in charge of the Conservative Party during this time period. So this is a major unknown factor in the markets, I would say, for 2018 and 2019.
Great. Well, thanks for explaining that, Chris. Please join us again for the next instalment of the ICIS Europe Chemical Update, or catch up with all the latest news at ICIS.com. For ICIS here in London, I'm Nick Cleave.